All right, this is Rise and Shine live from NSU Studios. I'm Brendan.
I'm Michi.
And we are here with a special guest. We've got young musician Aiden Berlaeus here from Tejas.
From Texas?
Yeah, I sometimes do the Spanish X, Tejas.
Okay. Lone Star State?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just below us.
Well, good morning. How are you?
Good. Thank you guys for having me in.
Yeah, I know. It's a bit of a drive. How far away is McKinney, Texas from here? Or is that where you were at yesterday?
No, it was. I think it was like 4.5 hours, but I was in Wichita Falls the night before, so got home at like 1. So that was fun, but I mean, I enjoy driving still, which is something I feel like might be a rarity in this business at the level that I'm at. So, you know, it was a good drive, thankfully. We'll say that.
Good. You're burning it on both ends for sure, though. 1 o'clock and back in the radio right now.
I know. Up and early, 9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go. But we are here to talk about your most recent single that has come out. It's called Bottle in the Bible, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So with that song, could you give us just a little bit of a backstory on what it means to you?
That song, I mean, it's gained so much meaning to me since it's been out. That song I wrote right before I moved off to college. I'm a student at Texas Tech.
Hey.
So,
Red Raider.
I do it online now just because I do tour a whole lot, which is real tough on, like, being in a lecture hall.
Yeah.
I was about to move away to college, and all these things were kind of going on. You know, you're trying to figure out yourself at that time. And I found myself really clinging to these people that were sort of like baseline relationships, like, oh, my best friend from when I was 2.
Yeah.
Right.
Or the girl that was your first kiss down the street, whatever it might be. The people that accepted you for who you were as a flawed human.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where the song was born, is just out of that, like, odd juxtaposition of, like, they think I'm all right. I might not be, you know, who knows? But they accept you for when you're figuring it out. And I think that those people are really special, and that's what created the song, so to say.
As a kid, did you grow up in, like, kind of one environment continually? Did you have the same kids around you most of the time?
Pretty much. So I played baseball growing up, and, I mean, it was pretty much the same group of guys. We moved from, like, Little League to travel ball together. I mean, stayed in the hotels and stuff. So, I mean, mm-hmm. even moving away to Lubbock, it was a huge change
right.
for me because, I mean, it's, you know, when you're around the same 15, 20 people, even in the town, McKinney's gotten drastically bigger since I've grown up. But it feels real small when you're around the same 20, 30 people.
Well, yeah. I know there's a lot of people around here that can identify with that. Tahlequah is both a big city and a small town in many ways, but you know, the people you've known from second, third, fourth grade, they both kind of let you know who you are, but you also kind of get the feeling, like you're saying, you might be tricking them.
Yeah.
You know, and so you get to meet new people and these weird traits you've gotten away with forever. People are like, what are you doing with your hands? Are you pulling on your shirt? Like,
yeah,
there's all these weird tics and stuff that people let you have when you've been a known commodity. But then you move to that new place. I just think that's cool you brought that up.
Yeah, and I mean, well, there's a line in the second verse that's like, we'll say it says her friend's annoying. And I think that that's the, and it says my friend's a drunk. And that's like the perfect like antidote for the song because it's like, I still love my friend. She still loves her friend.
Mm-hmm.
But we're both aware that they're not maybe like the friend we choose. If I could pick out of the 8.3 billion people on this earth, maybe I wouldn't have landed up next to you, but I still love you. You're still my best friend. You know what I mean? So yeah,
there you go. And they might feel the same way about us. Unfortunately, I might not be the perfect best friend all the time.
Oh, I think that's what makes us human. You know, sometimes we really do show people that we can be there, and other times when they need us most, sometimes we don't see that sign. I know that's happened to me a couple of times with friends.
Well, unfortunately, the people that aren't here can't see you. You're a young man. You're 20 years old.
Yes, sir.
And I'm reading your little bio. Sleeping in trucks, playing on the road. And a lot of people in this couple of decades experience popular music through American Idol and going from the TV and then out to the performance spaces. You've kind of done it the old school way. You've played the bars and the holes in the wall. What's that been like?
So I was miserable. First off, that's the reason why it started that way. I just wanted to be heard. I was 13 and I had written like 10 songs.
Wow.
I learned some covers. I was like, I played like a little coffee shop deal with some other people. And I was like, I want to start booking my own shows. No one would book me. I started busking. And finally, the bars started letting me in there and started playing.
To be fair, you weren't old enough, so that is a very interesting setup.
You know, might have asked, you know, to get a little bit of creative leeway there, but that's, I think that that was, it was definitely a huge vote of confidence whenever they let me in there. And after doing that for 5 years, by the time I was 18, I wanted to start traveling. And last year I was sitting in my dorm at Texas Tech and I was like, I want to get on the road, like seriously, booked 90 dates and turned it into 176. And we've been going from there and sleep wherever you fall down, man.
Very, very cool. Have you played with anybody notable that you've been excited about? Or are there some young people that have played in your opening set lately that you're excited to see coming
I've gotten to play some song swaps. This is, I've shouted out an Oklahoma native at all of my Texas stops. Jack Tidwell. I absolutely love his music.
Okay.
Sarah White's great too.
Yeah.
Out of Wichita Falls, but
Tidwell.
Yeah, I'll really harp on his
Sarah
music.
Sarah White band, right?
Yes, okay. They just added the band deal to that not too long ago. I met her when she was just Sarah White. I can say that.
So. Let's
there you go. Very cool.
Yeah, but her and Jack, I mean, Jack reminds me of all like the stuff that I grew up listening to, like Ragweed and Randy Rogers and all that real good country stuff. And I mean, Sarah is terrific. I mean, sang with her yesterday when I was in Wichita Falls and you almost want to put down the guitar. She's such a talented vocalist. You're like, I'm okay. I can pack it up from here.
Oh, yeah. Humbling experience. Sounds like.
Definitely. Definitely. But that's everywhere in this scene. I mean, everybody has their own unique niche and feels like they're better than you at something.
Yeah, it's weird. Like. I've made the comparison to sports a lot that you got to remember, it's not sports. We're not competing. We're all just kind of sharing this space. Yeah. But also, you got to get your practice in. You got to get your reps in or you're going to atrophy. You won't be ready to play.
Absolutely.
So I think I'd like to hear maybe a song played and maybe after the break. Would that be cool?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does that work for you?
Yes, sir. All right, guys, we're going to go back into the quick break, which is the 2 News weather forecast, and then more music whenever you get back.
On Lakes Country, 102.1.